This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson battling to persuade lawmakers to back the Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union ahead of a special session in the British Parliament. That is scheduled for Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong is bracing now for its 20th straight weekend of protest. VOA's Anita Paul reports neither the protest nor the city's leader, Carrie Lam, appear to be ready for compromise.
On Friday, more than 1,000 people flooded the city's financial center, marching past banks and luxury stores, drawing hordes of curious onlookers and bringing traffic to a stop. Many protesters did not provide their full names out of fear of retribution from law enforcement. Police have outlawed unauthorized protests and the wearing of face coverings during public gatherings. Young people have played a central role in these leaderless protests. One-third of the more than 2,200 people arrested have been under the age of 18. More protests are planned this weekend, though they have not received police permission. Protests are also planned for every weekend for the rest of the year, or until one of these entrenched sides gives in. Anita Paul, VOA News, Hong Kong.
President Trump punched back Friday at criticism that Assyria moves were damaging U.S. credibility, betraying an ally and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. This is VOA News. As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Trump expressed optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold, VOA Steve Herman.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of this safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump is backing his acting chief of staff after remarks that undermine the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A senior pilot at Boeing said that he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released on Friday. The revelation of the messages comes as Boeing continues to struggle with the fallout from two fatal crashes that have grounded its 737 MAX airplanes. The transcript of the messages shows that in 2016, the 737 MAX's then chief technical pilot, Mark Faulkner, told another co-worker that the aircraft's flight system, called MCAS, was egregious and running rampant while he tested it in a flight simulator. The system has been tied to crashes of the 737 MAX airplanes in both Indonesia and Ethiopia. Two female astronauts meet history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA's history. Jessica Meir and Christina Cook repaired a failed power coupler on the station. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.